All right, I'd like to call the Commerce and Gaming Committee meeting to order. The time is 3:30 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox? Congressman Hamilton? Congressman Keane?
Present.
Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Chair Revard?
Here. We have a quorum, thank you. The next item is a prayer. Congressman Big Horse, could you say a prayer this afternoon, please?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, again, we just come to you in a humble manner and thank you for all that you have bestowed upon us. And dear Lord, Heavenly Father, again, we just ask that you look down upon those that are ill, those that are sick, and those that are in mourning. And again, bless our elders and our little children. We ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. The next item is the approval of minutes. The last minutes that I have are dated September 29th. Clerk, so I have on my minutes, my notes, that Second Speaker Redcorn made a motion to approve the minutes dated September 24th, but she did it as amended, not as presented. I was wondering, can you double check that, please?
Chair.
Yes.
On my minutes, I do show that Second Speaker Redcorn made the motion, but I have as presented. I can go back and listen.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes dated December 29th, 2025.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes. Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, which is ONCR 25-24. A resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction and to authorize the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to execute a credit agreement, revolving note, security agreement, and related loan documents, incurring indebtedness and pledging assets, and to authorize the Osage Nation to execute a non-impairment agreement to support ONGE's borrowing represented by the credit agreement. And the sponsor is Second Speaker Redcorn. And committee, I've also included an executive session. Second Speaker, I will turn this over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. I have an amendment to it, but I believe that it should likely, it doesn't have to be offered in executive session, I don't think. But we might want to discuss it in that place. So I don't know how the committee wants to proceed with the executive session, if we want to just go ahead and go into it. And then, I can't make the amendment in executive session. I would have to make it after, but the discussion, I don't know how we want to proceed. The discussion might end up being an executive session type discussion.
Okay, is there anything, I guess I would say to you, Ms. Kimberly, is there anything about the agreement that you'd like to speak to before we go in executive session? And if not, we can move on. We only have an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, without objection, I'll entertain a motion that we go into executive session.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to make a motion to enter executive session to discuss confidential and proprietary information.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you.